Welcome to Sports Business Secrets. I'm your host, Kevin Tarka. This podcast is specifically designed to share secrets from experts in the sports business world to help you along your own path to success in this industry. Each episode is packed with lessons and insights that never expire. You'll hear from general managers of professional teams to CEOs of sports tech companies to agents, coaches, players, and everything in between. I invite you to join me in real time on my personal journey of representing players and coaches, traveling the world, and always finding a way to battle through obstacles in this competitive industry. Happy Friday. Let's have a day. Let's have a weekend. Quick rant here today that I hope someone will be able to take something away from leading into the weekend. And today's episode is called LFG or GTFO. Now, for those of you who are unaware what those acronyms mean, I'm going to help you out here. LFG equals let's fucking go, and GTFO equals get the fuck out. Now, if I was giving a presentation to middle schoolers, pending the environment, I would likely use a different F word. Maybe I would say freaking instead of the actual F word, but let's be real. When I get fired up, there's not much of a filter on me. Maybe it's the Italian side that comes out of me, you know, I don't know. But when I'm fired up, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get no filter. So this episode came from a combination of a few things. First, feeling a little bit overcommitted. I think I do that probably too often. And I have a few projects and contracts that are just taking a long time, in combination with realizing that I still need to say no more often. And then another combination with the third thing is just being really exhausted, like feeling exhausted that sometimes I waste my energy on people or conversations or things that don't reciprocate that same energy. And all those things together, as I was feeling a little bit fired up about them, I don't think it was a coincidence that I happened to come across one of Mark Manson's blog posts. So I read his newsletter, which is great. So I highly recommend it. And when this title popped up in my email, it was an immediate click, like very easy click. And what is that title, you might ask? Fuck yes. That's all it was. That's all it was. Two words. Fuck yes. So Mark's article was really geared towards relationships. And he was actually talking about dating life and basically said, look, why would you ever choose to be with someone who is not excited to be with you? And that makes a lot of sense. And as much as some of you would love to hear me talk about my dating life or lack thereof, aka grandma or mom who have been asking when I'll get a girlfriend, that's just not the path we're going down today. So we're going to get back to the story. But think about it. Think about a time that maybe you did have a crush on someone, or you met someone at a bar and exchanged numbers, and then you text them and don't get a response. Or maybe you ask to hang out and they kind of skirt around it and don't seem as excited as you are. I mean, I remember thinking of it like a challenge, right? Like any time in the past when this situation would come up, and I'd be like, okay, well, what do I need to say to make that person like me more? Or what do I need to say? What series of questions or topics do I need to send this girl to make her want to hang out with me? You know, like how long should I wait in between responses and get all you know, strategic about it? And then it was stop, just stop there. I had to tell myself, like, this was the game changer for me. And it was very apparent in Mark's article or his blog post. If you need to convince someone to hang out with you, what does that say about you? Right. And it was something, and obviously this is not just about dating relationships. I'm going to get into here shortly about business and sports. But I'll tell you, that person is not for you. They're not the one, at least right now. Right. Again, why would you ever want to be with someone who is not excited to be with you? And then later in his blog post, Mark mentioned something that he came across, or basically that he came across the idea for this rule from another entrepreneur, Derek Sivers. And Derek's post was a little bit more toned down and business related, which is great because, you know, I feel like we need to shift here to business because I felt like we're going down a path that would lead to an entire dating episode. But Derek's rule stated, if I'm not saying hell yeah to something, then I say no. Just plain and simple. And for some of you that think this might sound extreme, you know, being binary, being zero or one, being hell yeah or hell no, and no in between, I think it's a great rule to start with. You can always adjust it accordingly, but here's why. First of all, you're going to save time. Second of all, you're going to save energy. Third of all, expectations are going to be set early and everyone will be on the same page. So I started doing that and at least started testing it. And, you know, I have been a little bit, but now that I actually understand after reading these blog posts and diving into it and writing about it, this is just a mantra that I would like to continue moving forward. And I think you should too. So, starting to have conversations about some of my clients, right? Like with teams, professional teams abroad or clubs, if there's no answer or they don't have time on the radar, they don't have them on the radar, or they don't have time for me, then it's a no, right? Why waste time, right? Having conversations about a future career, whether it's the past couple of years, having agency collaboration conversations or future front office opportunities or working with a team or a league abroad. Like if it's clear that there is not an effort on the other side that shows that they're seriously interested in me, then it's a no. And it should be for you as well. Now, one side note here, obviously this rule isn't the end all be all for every situation. I truly believe you can still apply it differently to each custom situation. For example, let's take college recruiting. Okay. I think a lot of people that are listening can relate to that. So college basketball recruiting, if you are a priority, then they will say LFG. They will say, let's fucking go. They're all in and they'll offer you. And that school will recruit you accordingly. Now, if you're that school, if you're a coach and you are on that side and have to make a decision on thousands and thousands of players, that is the proper approach. You should either say, let's fucking go. This kid is a priority, or GTFO. Sorry, but we're getting out. Like, we're not going to string you along. Like, we don't, you're not on our recruiting radar. Now, in this situation, if you're the player and somebody does not say LFG, or like I refer to a lot, if you're not getting a scholarship offer and you're still going for a scholarship offer, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to go down the path of GTFO yourself. If it's something you want, keep going after it. Now, you might have to prove that you're capable of getting to a certain level to get that scholarship a little bit more before both parties are on the same page with LFG, but that gives you another choice. And this choice applies to getting your ass in the gym and getting better, or doing what you have to do in order to put yourself in that situation. And for that case, which one will you choose? LFG, are you going to say, let's fucking go, let's get in the gym, let's get better? Or are you going to be lazy and say GTFO? I'm done. I don't want to work hard to put myself in that position. Another example is, like I always make the analogies to, is sports business. So let's just talk about non-professionals, professional athletes getting a job in any single industry or branch in sports business. Now, if you've ever applied to a job and gone through that painstakingly frustrating waiting period, like I have many times before, you're not alone, right? There's a difference between being patient and waiting, and then also being dragged along and not understanding it's not the right path for you, right? And that's what makes interpreting and applying this rule difficult. But if you are reaching out to companies and you don't get a response, on to the next. If you send someone a message on LinkedIn and they just ignore you, on to the next. I don't mean forget about them forever. I don't mean they're terrible people or companies. And yeah, it would probably be good to follow up at some point or change your angle. But in the time being, in regards to this rule, on to the next. If it's not LFG, it's GTFO. If you take those types of things personal, like not getting a response on LinkedIn, or somebody forgetting to call you back, or you know, you sending your resume and you not getting a call back, then working in sports business, or honestly working in life in general, is probably not for you, right? I try to get back to people myself. I definitely have some unreads in my inbox and in, you know, on Instagram DM and Twitter and LinkedIn that I hope to get to soon. But on my end, I'm just saying no more, and I am prioritizing my stuff more. That doesn't make me a bad person. And same thing goes for those companies or people that don't respond to you, or maybe they go a different direction. That doesn't mean they're bad companies. Maybe they missed out on something great. I truly believe in that too. Sometimes when you don't get a response and you know you can kill it at a certain job, and for whatever reason you don't get a call back, maybe it's their loss. But maybe it's just not the right time or the right fit or whatever other reason. Next play. If it's not LFG by both parties involved, it's GTFO. And if someone says, hey, look, we liked your resume, we're gonna get back to you by Thursday afternoon, and it's Thursday night and it's Friday morning and it's the weekend and you don't hear from them, that's a sign. Does that mean it's always bad? I don't know. That depends. Maybe the hiring director is sick, or maybe something crazy happened and there was a fire alarm at the office, or they thought they sent an email and they didn't. I mean, I think those are probably some excuses, but you get the point. You need to interpret that for what it's worth, right? Think about Shark Tank. Here's actually, I think the last example I'll give. Think about Shark Tank. Almost every single time that a shark is not in a deal and they end up going out, and usually when it's a good person or a good idea or a good company, you'll see one of the sharks implement this rule. And they'll say something like, hey, you're a hard worker. I love your story. You did a great job with the presentation. Maybe even another compliment about, how cool the product is, or overcoming adversity. But then they say, I'm out. They say, it's not for me. They know that they are not all in. They are not LFG, so they GTFO. Maybe sometimes in a nicer way than others, but they say, this is not for me, and for that reason, I'm out. So go back to that first example. You have a choice now. You can either cry about it or LFG to work on what you need, or just simply have that next play mentality and keep searching for the person who is excited. And you'll see that on the show, when two sharks get into a bidding war, those two sharks are excited. They are so LFG about you and your company that they literally battle each other to see who will get the chance to work with you. Those are the situations you're looking for. They're not easy to come by, and they're not for everybody. If everybody was in that situation, then everybody would be an NBA player. Everybody would be the CEO of a company. Everybody would own sports teams. Everybody would do exactly what they want to do in life. It's not, right? Life's not fair. And as you get higher and higher and higher in that hierarchy and in that structure, it gets more difficult. But those opportunities and those situations are there. So, okay, that was the longer rant than I wanted. Takeaways, if you've been waiting on a response from someone or something or a company and it's holding you back and a bottleneck from doing something else, GTFO. Or find more information that will change that outcome to LFG for all parties, right? And then that's my next point, is try to stay away from situations where all parties involved are not enthusiastic about working together. And last thing, always, always, always have a LFG mentality. Always bring the energy, always be fired up, always look for people who are reciprocating that same energy. That's what I'm all about. That's what I encourage you to do. Let's fucking go. Have a weekend. We'll see you back here tomorrow for an amazing guest episode. Thanks again for listening, my friends. If you enjoyed the episode, or if it brought you any value at all, it would mean the world to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. If you share it on social media, make sure you tag me at Kevin Tarka. If there are any topics that you want me to dive into or any guests you'd love for me to have on the show, just shoot me a message and I will do my best to make it happen. Have an amazing day and hope to see you back here soon.